Turuntuset tulee Joonael.
Our main topic today is how to use social media for employer branding. And to introduce it, I would say that that we know that employer branding is a trendy topic. And it's also trending among Estonian recruiters and in human resources community. But on the other hand, the growing popularity of various social media sites has awoken thoughts about how to use social media for employer branding. In general, Aki, what is your meaning? How actively are companies using employer branding in social media?
Well, maybe we have to take a step back before even going to answer that. There was two buzzwords that basically there is a lot of people that have different kind of definition for both of them. I mean, there is employer branding that traditionally has been seen as a branding activity that we do, something is kind of pushed from the company to the audience. And then we mix that with social media that is basically not necessarily built for that, because if we go a little bit and define what these two means, my perception of social media is the communication layer that is now in a web, and it's more like a social web instead of kind of social media as such. So what has happened in the last 10 years, we have been able to communicate with each other within the multiple platforms in the web. And if you look now, almost any site has some kind of interaction elements and as well possibility to discuss within the people who are the audience of the site. So for me, kind of social media is nowadays more like a social web. So whole web is also how we then adapt this kind of marketing tactics that is basically very much marketing driven to use that communication layer effectively. So to answer to that, kind of we have to agree on what is the definition and how to then kind of look at it. But yeah, for sure, that's a trendy topic. And many different definitions, a lot of talk about it, but most of the people are just talking about it, not necessarily doing much yet.
Yeah, but can you give a good example, a company who does a lot and from whom we could learn?
For sure. I mean, there's plenty of people that has kind of got the idea of what is it, what social media is. Maybe we shouldn't call it as a social media at all, because it gives us, as a marketer, the perception that it's a media, which basically is, per my experience, not the case. And we should see it more like a possibility to empower discussions between people, between brands and the people, but more seen as a communication layer that we can be part of, It's very, very different from typical media. And if you start to use it for HR, the best starting point is to understand how it's different from the typical media. And basically the broadcasting idea that we had, that okay, we have a message, then we have to broadcast it to the audience, doesn't really apply. So first of all, when you use social media, you have to be thinking about, okay, where my audience is. So it doesn't really... Most of the people think, okay, social media is Facebook, it's Twitter, it's LinkedIn, or whatever channel. But it's kind of more like a mindset of going to the discussions, going to there with the people that has those discussions and participate as a participant instead of kind of going there as a broadcasting mentality.
But companies in this situation, we know that social media is very good for a relationship between people. But when companies come in, then you first of all think about advertising. You think maybe something that is not very, I don't know, true, if I could call it like that. In that situation, how could a company use social media wisely?
Yeah. Well, we have to know our targets. There's basically, if you talk about employer branding, there's two audiences that we interact with. There's the internal audience. So first of all, we want to keep the people that we have.
And of course.
Quite often we only focus on the external audience, the people that we want to hire. And actually, like the employer branding as it best is the kind of reflection from the reality in the company. So we kind of reflect what we are, and all the companies are anyhow built about the people. So organizations are just the people who are in the organization. And social media as such is very powerful tool if we can actually leverage the people that we have in our organization within talk on behalf of our brand, give them the opportunity to be our brand ambassadors in the social web. And basically kind of take a step back from the idea that we have to be in control of every message. It's more like a more perceived as kind of we have to be authentic to the audience that we want to communicate with, who we are, what are our values, as well not be afraid of like sometimes giving the truth, not lying about who we want to be instead of just telling who we actually are. Because if you think from the employer branding perspective, the idea is to both retain and attract the people who would actually be successful with us in our organization. And if we give them a false impression, kind of branding message, that this is what we kind of want to be seen at. And then the person is attracted by the message to our organization. And then the reality when he joins is very far from that. We have actually attracted somebody who is not going to stay. So it's kind of double problem for us. So, and that's a very difficult for a marketer that is kind of trained to think that, okay, we have to have this branding image. We have to go with that branding image to the market and attract people to us. To change that kind of mindset that, okay, actually we have to leverage our people who are already having those discussions in online and social web to be presenting our company in a way that's actually authentic. So it's very, very different from the kind of typical branding idea that we have to kind of build a brand strategy, communicate it to the audience. I think we have to kind of change the mindset before we go to the tactical level, how to actually do it, to the kind of seeing what the social media is and then how we should approach it. If that makes at all sense. I'm kind of a little bit challenging how we approach the whole idea of employee branding as such. And I kind of like to call it more maybe culture branding than employee branding.
I do agree with you, but
yes, I wanted to ask you, Aki, your own company you're working for, how do you do this work in social media? How do you attract people?
Yeah, well, what Jobberit does is basically helping companies to, first of all, find their audience. So just to give you a few numbers, I mean, we have used 11,000 different channels in social web. So if you normally ask from the people, hey, what are the channels that we can use? They say Twitter, we can use Facebook, we can use LinkedIn. Maybe they say Stack Overflow if they hire IT professionals. And we have used 11,000. So it's very fragmented. So the people are actually in those kind of niche channels that you may not be even aware of. So, I mean, what we expose our clients to is actually that, hey, we have to be data-driven when we are marketing. So we actually need to market not just by broadcasting, but those people that we actually want to hire. So we help them to, first of all, identify those people, but then as well deliver the message to them that, okay, when they need to hire, it will be delivered to the right audience.
You said there are 11,000 networks, social media networks?
Well, we define them as a channel. So channel is something that is basically by our definition, something that you have a close group of people that you have to either join to that group. And there can be like in our vocabulary, if you have a closed LinkedIn group, it's kind of channel within the platform called LinkedIn.
Okay.
And if you post that, let's say you post in your own LinkedIn newsfeed, it's only seen by a fraction of your followers, but if you go and engage the people within those professionals that are in that group, or it's in, QQ group in China, or a Stack Overflow, or whatever it is, we have used 11,000, but there's probably millions and millions of different kind of channels that you can engage
absolutely,
with your audience.
If you define it like that. But my question is that you mentioned LinkedIn several times. LinkedIn the place to be in, or do you do something in Facebook as well, or is Facebook already outdated as a channel?
So I'm agnostic on the channels and platforms totally. I don't really care about them because the world is changing every time. Like, I mean, and there's some trends, and normally we are a little bit behind the curve already when it's in the news. It's kind of, I mean, there is several things to kind of think about in it. So there is like, first of all, the audience that you need to engage with needs to be there. So first of all, define who are the people that you want to engage with. And you can do even like a talent mapping. So who are the individual people that I want to engage with? It can be based on your competition data, it can be based on various, and you can go to your recruitment team. Hey, who are the people that you actually currently prospect to be headhunted by us? Like, I need to really know about your audience and where those people are. So based on the research that you need to do, you basically then see, okay, these people are, we can find them through Facebook, or we can find them through Stack Overflow. Then we have to define as well, how do we want to engage them with, because different channels works differently. So if you want to engage them like in a way that they come back to you with a message, or like, how transactional is it? Just a branding effort? Do we want to as well collect leads for our recruitment team that they can actually then go and talk to these people, either it's application or it's just like email address, whatever it is, but then integrate this employee branding efforts to the actual transactional hiring process and try to figure out with the recruitment team that, okay, now we have found this audience, how do we engage with them in a way that we can build our talent pipeline? So get a lot of people that are the right people to be first know about us, then be interested to maybe hear about us, and then build a funnel in a way that we have good amount of actual leads to the recruitment team to hire from. And it's not only application that we should look at. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do when you look like a traditional marketing and how to build a funnel. It's very, very more diverse than we typically have in recruitment, that it's only like, hey, come to our career site and apply if you're interested. And we should use those same principles as well in recruitment marketing. So I cannot say what is the good channel or not. I have to know the case, and then we do the research, and when we know where those people are, then we can define what is a good channel. It can be Facebook, it can be all those 11,000 channels that I mentioned.
I do understand the meaning of channels now, but if you take a kind of, I cannot say an average company, but if you can understand what I mean by that, how many different channels should a company use in order to have wide enough reach to the proper talent pool?
Let's take an example. For example, an IT company who is interested to get some software engineers to Estonia.
So, this is again a very special case because then there is a relocation and those kind of things. But let's take it as a case, because first of all, when you hire abroad, you have to take a look kind of natural talent flows. So from where the people are already locating to that country, because it's way easier to accelerate something that is already happening. They have maybe some people that they know there. There is a community that they can be part of. So kind of that's kind of first step of defining where we should target, or getting people to maybe then locate to Estonia to work in that company. And then IT people, I mean, it's the most competitive space in the world. Everybody is fighting to get the right people. And there's a lot of like governmental projects that are promoting the country. So you have to be kind of in the selection list. So if you hire IT people as a company first, and the person doesn't even think about moving to Estonia, there is no chance to make that kind of conversion to happen. So as well, there's a lot of projects like John Denehy is working on Make ID in Ireland. So that's kind of branding project among all the Irish companies to attract talents to Ireland. And once the decision has become that, okay, I want to move to Ireland, then kind of the competition between the companies start to happen. And then when it's IT, of course, the marketing activities goes to those channels that those IT people are. So mostly they are in GitHub, they are in Stack Overflow, all those people, those channels where the IT people are actually like professionally, not as a, to be recruited. So they are, they need those platforms to ask questions from other IT professionals related to their own work. And we have to be part of in that kind of discussion, because if you think about the talent shortage that we have in IT, it's actually quite often so that the IT people are hiding their content in LinkedIn because they don't want to be bombarded by all the headhunters that can make a good living by just placing them to the random company that they don't care about. And they are not going to be kind of very, very willing to answer if we message them through Facebook or the places that they don't really see anything kind of beyond the message. So it's kind of understanding the audience, and there's many layers already, like in this kind of case that you said, okay, we want to have this group of people to join this company in Estonia. That I say, like the country level, company level, as well, then we have to understand the competition, so who we are competing against, what they are doing. It kind of, if we are the same, it's kind of like as well in branding, any kind of like, what is the differentiator? What makes us different? It doesn't have to be necessarily that we are anyhow better, because there is kind of, in the culture branding aspect, there is no better or worse, there's just differences. I mean, our culture, let's say, in Jobred is very entrepreneurial, it's startup-ish, and it's not suitable for some kind of candidate that is coming from the corporate background. So to put those things that makes us to be different, to be in the very front of the process, does not only attract, but as well opt out for some people that doesn't really make in our organization. Because we don't want to even bring those people in the process of hiring them, because they're not never going to be good employees for us. So it's kind of from the attraction to even so that we try to get people not to apply.
Thank you for that, Aki. But I still come back to my former question that if you take an average company, how many different channels a company should have in order to get impact or in the talent pool? Is it about tens, hundreds, or what is kind of the reasonable
averages? I will not answer to that, because I mean there is no average company. If you have a hiring list like Google has, or hiring needs that I need to hire one person, I mean maybe you call the headhunter to do the job, and you don't put any money into the employer branding. I mean it really depends. And I would say that there is no one solution that you can use. If you, let's say your hiring volumes are in the level that your cost of using and the maybe quality aspect of using agency becomes an issue, or the speed is, I don't have anything against agencies. I don't think the social media will replace them or job boards. It's just kind of looking at where you are, where you want to go, and building it from the workforce planning. So, okay, let's say that we have to hire 200 people. It already makes sense to build some small internal team, because, I mean, from the cost perspective, if you have an agency, it will be quite massively expensive to do the 200. I would then look at those 200 cases that we have to hire. Maybe 80% of them are the kind of roles that I can build decent talent pipeline by myself. Let's say 80% of them are IT professionals, but then we have 20% of those that are, let's say, accountant, admin, and a few sales guys in, let's say, in States. It doesn't really make effort or return of investment of building the talent pipeline for those 20% role, but it makes sense for building the talent pipeline for the 80% of the roles that we need to hire.
Okay. Do you see?
And then we have to, if that's the 80% of the IT professionals that we have to hire, then we start looking at the data. Where are these people? How many channels we need to use after we know who we actually need to hire? What is the competition level? Are those available in our country? Do we need to look up overseas? And those kind of things. But I always bring the data, and after we have the data, we kind of define what we actually need to do.
But is the social media different? Now we talked about IT professionals, so that's difficult to target. But if I take if I need about 100 or 200 blue-collar workers in my factory, would social media help in that case?
Well,
should I use it for building the pipeline, or should I use the kind of more regionally or regional or media channels?
Well, the problem is in a blue-collar workers is that it's very hard to identify who those are online. So they are online, but it's hard to to targeted marketing for them, because they don't have kind of professional life online. Often, it's kind of less, more and more that they actually have, but per our experience, it's harder to define how do we target to those people that are like more in the blue collar. I know that they are online. I know we can reach them, but it's the we go back to the traditional marketing problem that we actually broadcast our message to large group of people, and then we hope that we reach those people. And when we go to the more specialist role, mid-management role, top management role, we can actually define who those people are, because we can trace them, we can basically look their digital footprint, and we can define the channels where we should be at.
Is the same the case if I look for, I don't know, doctors or teachers, or are these groups behaving differently?
Well, we actually work with healthcare professionals quite a lot, but it's there is a lot of regional differences. I mean, in the UK, for example, they do have a lot of like digital footprint. That's well in Middle East that we have worked with the UK clients, but then it's case by case as well. So once you have the clear picture, okay, these kind of people we need to hire, I would then encourage you to do the research first and then define whether you should use social media, because we can fairly easily define whether it makes sense or not by just finding those people where they are, if they are, and then define whether we should use them. So again, when we have no opportunity to actually know, we should start always by looking at what we can find when we do the research, and then based on that, define whether it makes sense to actually use traditional ways, because as such, there is nothing wrong of using job boards. There is nothing wrong even to using newspapers if we know that those are the best ways of reaching those people. But now when the social media gives us the opportunity to actually do the research, I would say that it's kind of the first place to start from, because we might be just thinking that those people are not online, but then when we actually do the research. For example, we had one case where our client in the UK wanted to us to help them to define and find the like police officers. And we were like, okay, these people might not have discussions online that we can actually trace, and we could actually go and find these people. But actually they did have, those were closed, but we managed to then negotiate a deal that we could get into and advertise in those platforms. So as well, assumption that we may have might be wrong, and we just have to prove us right or wrong from what we think.
So if I look now from an average Estonian company's perspective, and the questions that a human resource manager might have is that, let's say that we have had a discussion with our marketing manager, should we have a Facebook page dedicated for our company or for the recruitment? Is this a good idea to think, or should the person start thinking from another side?
Well, of course, I would first define the targets, what you need to do, and what you try to achieve with for example, the Facebook page.
Probably the target is that we should be more visible, our values should be more highlighted to our own people and also to the prospective applicants.
Yeah, well, of course, there is argument that many people say, especially social media consultants, that if you are not in social media, you are not existing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of that's what they're saying. But again, if you are in social media, and let's say that you have 24 likes in Facebook and never nobody is, like, what is the message that you're then sending to the people who then accidentally we'll see the debates. I'm not sure whether it's better or is it actually better not to have that. Make the decision based on the facts that actually Facebook's, for example, Facebook, if we now talk about specifically, is a commercial company that is making money from companies to advertise in Facebook, and to set up bets is free, but to get that page to be visible in Facebook is actually very expensive. Well, depending as well, it's a good platform, some of the things, but it's not the setting up the page, it's getting the page to be visible within the Facebook platform. So Facebook, for example, it has an edge rank, so basically everything that you post in your page is defined for the engagement within the audience that you have, whether it's important to be seen by your audience. So if you have 24 likes or 24,000 likes, it doesn't mean that those people actually sees anything you post in your Facebook page. It actually, if you look, it's typically like 10% or so that actually sees the post that you have, if you have even some engagement in the group. So there's a lot of things that, from the employer perspective, would encourage you to really look at that from the company perspective, not only like employer branding perspective, like what is the Facebook for us as a whole? How do we use it for marketing? How do we use it for sales? How do we use it for recruiting? And then combine that to be one channel as a kind of little bit smaller company that maybe doesn't have like hundreds of thousands of people around the globe. I think kind of one channel, one company, and then using it effectively across all the departments and all the possible targets that you could achieve makes a lot of sense. But setting up it as an employer branding effort, kind of so and so, I don't really think that it's very wise kind of return of investment that comes from it.
So you basically don't use Facebook, or have you used, or could you bring us in a good example how you have used it and it had been successful?
So we typically drive traffic to the pages and posts. So as I said, kind of the problem with Facebook is that it's trying to hide everything that you do in it, like as a company, because that's their way of making money. Mm-hmm. So once you think that, okay, we have now built nice following, we have 20,000 people in there, Facebook wants to make sure that nobody sees your messages before you pay them. So kind of that's kind of how Facebook makes money, and that's very understandable. So, and EdgeRank is the way of doing it and rating the content, because it would be too noisy for us as the users to see everything in our news feeds. They need to make sure that, okay, they prefer to only those that are paying for Facebook to be seen. And it makes sense once you have made the investment as a company to be present in Facebook. Then to start using Facebook post, for example, you post something that is career related. It doesn't have to be jobs, and preferably not, because jobs are not very interesting. It has to be stories about your company, like how is it to work in here, like what makes us to be different from the other Estonian companies. Why would you not or would join our company? As well, kind of stating why you would not join our company and stay here is actually normally very refreshing, because that's not something that most of the companies are doing. They're just saying how great they are and how awesome it's to work there. But if you are upfront that, hey, this is a place for this kind of people and not for this kind of people, they kind of see that, okay, you are actually honest about it. You're authentic about it. And they believe it more. Like, 2% of people believes advertisement, and it applies as well to recruitment marketing and employer branding. So if it kind of looks like advertisement, people instantly don't believe it. And if you can change that, and social media is good in it, to change the messaging to be more like, okay, this is how John's in our company feels about it, and take those people to tell their stories about the company without us to be too much kind of putting the brand in it, makes it then worthwhile to distribute so that it actually will be visible within the Facebook platform. And it can be done by promoting posts, it can be done by running campaigns, but that as well, it can be done by finding the relevant discussions, the right groups, the right pages, and going to those places with your message. Because again, Facebook as well, it's kind of exploring the option to go towards recruitment platform. So if you have used Graph Search is basically a tool to search within the whole Facebook platform, and you can enable it by going to your settings and changing your language to be the US English, and then you have basically the Graph Search in everywhere in the world as well in Estonia, and then you can kind of search within the LinkedIn and see if you hire like those engineers, if they have that kind of information, whether it's profile information or whether it's they like MySQL, they like Java, they like that kind of things that makes them to be qualified to your prospect candidate. You can then choose how to approach, how to get our message to be visible to those. And you can even narrow it to group of one. You can even message to people within the Facebook platform by paying, and it goes to their normal inbox instead of the other that is never read by anybody. So in Facebook platform, there are so many different things that you can basically do, but don't just go there because everybody is there. Define like, okay, how do we want to be there as a company? How then the employer branding recruitment will play part of it? How do we change our messaging from the advertisement to be more like, okay, who we actually are? And how do we preferably maybe facilitate that discussion that happens between our people and our prospect candidates as marketers instead of telling our marketing story to them because they don't believe it anyhow?
Okay, my last question for this discussion is that how much time should a recruiter or a human resources specialist spend online to build employer branding? Is it a full-time job? Is it a part-time job? Or should I hire a team to do it properly?
Well, again, it depends on the company's size, but I would say that you could basically hire people as well by just sitting in front of a computer. I don't say that it's the most efficient way of doing it. And if I kind of look successful recruitment teams, they actually talk with the people most of the time in phone. So they kind of online plays a role on nursing those leads to them then to have a discussion with, but not try to convert people online to be hired. So. And there's a lot of automation as well that you can do in it. I mean, once you understand the platform and once you have done those things manually, you can start to automate those parts that actually can be automated. So, and do retargeting, do a lot of things that actually makes that funnel to work more without people to be so much hands-on in it. But as well, understanding that once there is discussion elements, you have to be enable to answer real time for the people, because if somebody, like if you use Twitter is very easy channel to, for example, people to just reply something or comment something. You have to be able to monitor those discussions and then kind of jump in. So there is, I know that you want to have clear answers, but I'm saying again, like that it's very case by case. Take the steps towards it, learn more about it by using yourself. Use Twitter, use Facebook by yourself, understand how it works for me as a personal before trying to make it work for our company, because it's kind of the same principle, just a little bit differently presented. And if you don't use those tools by yourself, it's very hard to be social company if you are not social as a person. And if you're not, for example, using these tools internally, like it's only like a tool for marketing. I think it's kind of important to be and building a culture of using social tools and then enabling those in all the functions that you have, as well sales and all the possible ways